All right, we want to welcome everybody to episode 6 of the Round Table with our superstar, Jenny, as co-host. Again, Round Table, just to remind everybody that has been listening, and to those maybe this is your first time viewing, the Round Table is an opportunity for us to talk about current events. We're going to be talking about some current events this week. We have Jenny's story time, which sometimes she gives us some jokes and sometimes not. So we'll see where she's at with that today. And then also we dive into scripture a little bit, talking about how do we take scripture and apply it to our lives. So we thank everybody for joining us today. Jenny,
hey,
welcome.
Hey, great, thank you.
Great to see you.
We decided that we were going to give me a new name.
A new stage name?
Yes.
Well, you have to come up with it.
That's true.
I'll remember. It's like her stage name, Jenny the Superstar
yes.
Walker. Well, listen, before the podcast, she was showing us some of her cheerleading moves.
Oh, are we about to do that right now?
Do you want to do one?
I can.
Okay, get it. So beforehand, we were clapping to make sure our sound was working.
Right.
So she showed the cheerleader clap.
Right.
So now she's, yeah.
You got to clasp.
Yeah, you got to like
cut you gotta
your
clasp
hands.
With it, yes.
Yeah, like this word.
Yes.
It sounds different.
Yeah,
than
it does.
Just this.
Can you hear the difference?
Yeah, there's a big difference, right? So, yeah,
so now
you're going to give us the demonstration. And I told her, when you see her stand up, I mean, her legs are 10 feet long. So I said, kick out in a way that doesn't, kick me.
Yeah.
Right? So
we can't lose a co-host.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
yeah.
The main co-host. All right.
There you go.
I can't even see my face, and I did all those facials for nothing.
It's okay. If you were listening, Jenny just did some sort of kick. Is it called something?
I forget. It's been a really long time. A high kick.
Yeah.
I don't really remember.
But she got it done. She still got it.
Yes.
Still got it.
Yes.
Right. Because you were a cheerleader in high school?
Yes, I was.
Where'd you go to high school?
Huntington North.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All 4 years. I cheerleaded
know that.
All 4 years.
Really?
And middle school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Professional.
Yeah.
Did you
much.
Do any like the professional cheerleading things?
No.
You know, like where people go out and do it outside of the
no,
school?
No. The competitive?
Yeah.
I like was going to, and then I backed out.
All right,
I was too nervous.
All right, stuff going on in the world. It's hunting season.
Yes,
shotgun,
it is hunting.
Shotgun season opened up Saturday.
Yep.
So are you into hunting at all?
No.
Are you
I've never been hunting in my life.
Would you go?
Yeah.
And you would shoot something?
Yes.
And you would gut it and you wouldn't have
no.
any problem with it?
I would stop there.
Huh?
I would not.
You wouldn't
I
gut
could
it.
Shoot it, but I couldn't. It's just like fishing. I can't bait my own fish, but I can fish.
Okay, well, you don't bait the fish, but you bait a hook.
Okay, well, that's what I meant. I can't touch the worm and put it on there or take the fish off, especially taking the fish off.
Okay, so when you fish, somebody stands beside you the whole time?
Yeah, they're helping me. But I'm a really good fisher, so it's worth it. It's like, I guess, somebody driving your golf caddy or your cart, walking around, whatever it is, because you're a good golfer. That's
right,
like
they just drive your cart,
yeah.
And then you get out and
yeah.
whack the ball. Are you a good golfer?
No. Putt-putt, yes.
Okay.
I'll kick your butt in some putt-putt.
I doubt that.
No.
I'm like a professional putt putter.
How do you know that?
When we go to Florida.
That's the only place you can go. Florida's so great for that.
Yeah, you can go putt-putt. I'm
okay.
Professional. I might have come in third or fourth.
I'm better.
On our trip. But
I'm better.
Okay. Well, that's a challenge that we're going to put up. So.
I'm not competitive at all.
What are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm kidding. I was being sarcastic.
I was going to say, you better be.
No, I am.
This is
oh.
going to be all out. So the podcast,
yes.
We actually might film on site.
We should.
Yeah,
that
we
would
go
be
to the putt-putt.
Yes.
Yeah, and we'll have a little video and we'll
oh
show
my gosh.
Me defeating you.
The one with the golf carts.
Huh?
The golf carts.
They have golf carts
in
for
Columbia
putt-putt?
City.
For putt-putt.
No.
I'm saying.
I'm talking about. Wait.
It's not a golf cart. It's a go kart. They have go karts. I'm saying we.
That's
could
what
do,
I meant.
Okay. Yeah. So we could do putt-putt in Columbia City.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Isaac could film us.
Right. Yeah.
And
well,
especially film the shots where I'm winning.
No. We're gonna
which would probably be every hole.
No.
Wow.
No.
But you would eat deer meat.
I love deer meat.
Okay.
Like
why your dad's a hunter? Or how do you know?
No. What do you mean how
where
I know?
Do you get the deer meat from?
Well.
When you're in Kentucky?
I know. I didn't know about that kind of meat. No, I'm just kidding. No, I guess it's just been at my house. Like other people have hunted and it's just been
okay.
there. One time I had deer vegetable soup.
Okay.
Deer chili.
Okay. And you loved it.
Yeah, it was good. I didn't okay. know. After
so now
the fact.
How much better would it be if you went out and killed it, gutted it, skinned it, boned it out, ground it up,
no.
and ate it?
No.
What are you talking
I
about?
I don't think
all
that would make
hands.
It taste better.
It's
no.
all from your hands. Like,
that's a man's thing.
How cool would it be? Like you killed it and now you're eating what you killed. That's not a woman thing?
I mean, I feel like that the only time I would be satisfied with that is if it was like, it was down to the nitty gritty. Like, I had to kill that thing and I had to eat it and skin it. Like,
okay.
Then I would be proud.
So when the zombie apocalypse happens, you can take care of yourself.
Exactly.
Right? Because you can go out and kill something and you'll figure out how to get it if it comes down to the nitty gritty.
Right.
You know what else is in this month?
What?
No Shave November.
Oh my gosh, it is No Shave November. That's a tongue twister. Okay.
It's really not. No Shave November is not a tongue twister.
Say it four times. Say it four times.
No Shave November, No Shave November, No Shave November, No Shave November.
Wow, you did a really good job. No Shave November, No Shave November, No Shave November, No Shave November. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really
not. Okay, but say Real World Road Rules four times.
What? I didn't even understand what you just said.
Real World, like the TV show.
Real World.
No, you gotta say it all together. Real World Road Rules.
Real World Road Rules.
Okay, four times.
Real Road.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I made that one up.
Who comes up with these? Like, you came up with that.
Well, no, that's a TV show.
What is?
Real World Road Rules. So the TV show Real World, you know how it's crazy?
No, I don't. But
you've never seen Real World?
No.
I have applied to that show before.
What?
So they live in a house.
Okay.
It's like,
this is not like Big Brother.
It kind of is like Big Brother.
Okay.
But they're I don't know, they're in a different city each time. They just go out and all live together. And there's nothing like, no games.
You know what I'm thinking of now?
What?
So Jenny's single as of now, right?
As of forever.
Okay, so Jenny's single. You know what show
but I'm
you
really
should
busy.
Apply for? You know
what?
The Bachelorette.
Oh my gosh. Is that even still going on?
I think it is.
I couldn't
producers,
handle all those guys.
Is still happening?
I couldn't handle all those men wanting me. Like, that's just too... No,
like, you would have, like, how many guys on that show? Like, you have 20 of them.
Yes, a ton.
Yeah.
But they all want you, and do they want to win, or do they really want
you? You know what the weirdest thing is? So when on that show, they go around and kiss everybody.
Yes, that wouldn't be a problem. That would be the easy part.
You wouldn't mind. Like, you would go around
no,
and kiss them all.
No, I used to do that when I was younger.
And kiss them all.
Well, I'd go to the bar and do that,
Just kiss them all.
Yeah. It was like a game. So I was kind of playing Big Brother.
How is it a game?
I don't know. It just was,
so the game was you just walk around the bar and kiss everybody in the bar.
Yeah. Okay. That was the game. But I'm retired from that life.
Okay.
Yes.
So the Bachelorette, but that wouldn't bother
right.
me. And picking a guy, you would go around and kiss them all within a week and then say, yeah, maybe on this one, that wouldn't. See,
what?
If I'm sitting on the other end of it and I really want to date you and I'm sitting here watching you make out with somebody else.
That would bother you?
I would slap the crap out of somebody.
Okay, that's because I think kissing for, like, I don't know. I guess the right way to look at kissing is you shouldn't go around kissing everybody. Or that a kiss means something more than
that. And
like,
you're just saying a kiss doesn't mean anything.
I mean, that's what I struggle with. Because I kissed this one guy one time, and then my parents thought we were, like, together.
Okay, and you're
and
just
I
like,
said no.
Oh, no, I'm just...
He's not my boyfriend.
No, I'm just trying it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay, not everything. Yes.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, you would assume a kiss is a little bit more than
you
just,
you think
like,
so?
Well, I don't know.
You don't think it's like a handshake?
A kiss?
Yes.
Well,
okay. On
so
the way.
When you're kissing him, is it just lips or are you like, you know?
I
like
can't remember.
Any of that?
Tongue?
Yeah, is any of that?
Probably.
Happening? So you're tonguing the guy and you're thinking, oh,
yeah.
It's just like a handshake.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know. I'd have to put that one out there. Maybe our listeners can ask.
Maybe.
When you see Jenny, you can weigh in on this.
Oh my gosh, you're about to say you can kiss Jenny when you
no,
see her.
No, I'm saying when you come in and you see Jenny at the cafe, you can ask her the
yes.
question. You guys can talk, have this discussion. Is kissing, making out, French kissing somebody the
no,
same
not making
thing?
Out.
If you put your tongue in his mouth, it's for sure more than a peck on the cheek.
Oh, we're talking about a peck on the cheek?
No, I'm saying, you're saying, well, it's not making out. Well, I don't know what it would be.
I feel like making out is more than like 5 seconds.
So making out, so once it becomes making out, it's after 5 seconds.
I think I made that up. But it sounded really good in my head, yes.
How did we get onto that when
the
it's no shit November?
I know, I don't know. But funny thing is that we're talking about this is on the way because we went to the women's retreat this weekend and
right.
Pokehagen. I don't.
It all goes together. It's not.
Do you know how to say it?
Yeah,
what is it?
Pokehagen.
Pokehagen.
Pokehagen State Park.
But I used to think it was an H before I like tagged myself in something, and I saw that there's no H in it.
Okay.
It's Pokehagen.
Okay. And we got on the subject because we said, "Does No Shave November apply to women?"
Right. Right.
And your answer was.
My answer was. Well, it depends.
Because she went and she was going to be in a hot tub this weekend. So she's saying, well, but other than that, it
I
could
would have
apply.
Participated.
It could apply.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
OK. Okay.
That's just like a winter thing, I feel like, for women.
Yeah, well, talk about your retreat. So,
who
hosted it? What did you guys do? How did it go?
It was so much fun. So we intended on going on a 13-mile hike. We were going to
So who hosted it?
So Ran.
Ran. So through the people at Champs, right? Yeah. So through Champs Academy, our business from Life Church's business for mission out there, Ran runs it. Thought of, it'd be great from a relationship standpoint to get a bunch of women together and do a retreat.
Yeah, it
was so once fun. You got there, the idea was to do what?
So we had planned on doing the whole entire hike, which was 13 miles.
Okay.
But Rayanne, I hope she's listening, was late and I wasn't, which made me so mad.
Late to the retreat?
No, we all met at Champs in the morning and then we drove there and her and Addie were like 15, 20 minutes late.
Okay.
Made me upset because I'm always late. Like I thought I would have been more late than she was and I could have spent more time at Walmart. And I was just, I got me some Christmas tree, Little Debbie, Big Deborah.
This was getting ready for the retreat, like what you were going to take on it?
Yes.
So you got Christmas trees.
Yeah, snacks.
Snack
for the hike. Tree. Yeah.
Isn't that defeat the purpose of a hike?
Mean?
Like that you would be hiking and then you eat Little Debbie's?
No, I'm out in nature. I need little Christmas trees with me.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
Tis the season.
Yeah, so you could take a ding dong out there.
Yeah.
You know, and eat it while you're
walking.
We
did take some ding dongs. I'm pretty sure there were a couple of them. We got lost.
You got lost on the hike?
Yeah, well, I didn't. I wasn't leading.
Okay, who was leading?
It was Sadie.
Sadie.
We kept passing the same couple. And I was
shout
like,
shout out
you?
To Sadie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sadie, you know what you did. You know what you did last weekend. But no, we were past this couple, and by like the third time, I was like, are you guys lost or are we? They're like, you are. We have GPS because they had it on their phones. And they were actually from Huntington, too.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay,
them,
so you went to Poke Aegon. Yeah. So 13-mile hike, but you didn't get it done.
No, so because
did anybody
we were
else
late.
Lead than Sadie?
It was Sadie and
First of all,
Tammy.
Shout out to them for being leaders.
Right.
Instead of being the
That's
followers.
True.
So at least they put themselves out there.
I was in like the middle.
So Tammy
actually, but I was talking
and
to everybody.
Sadie, like Jenny might be dissing on you, but at least you stepped up and went out there and did it.
Nobody wanted me to lead.
Why?
I told you about the time I got lost in
Walmart,
Pennsylvania. I do get lost in Walmart, yes. But no, Pennsylvania, remember on my trip? That's a
well,
great
maybe
story.
When you say I remember, maybe you should tell the podcast listeners Jenny's sense of direction, like how good it is. So first of all, what were you doing?
What? On my trip?
Yeah, you got to explain what you were doing, because that kind of makes up the whole like fun part of the trip.
Right. It does completely. So I was going, it was my first road trip, me and two of my friends, and we were going to Cedar Point. And this was like way back when you would have to MapQuest your directions. Well, me being the smart person I am, I just MapQuested my way there and not my way back. And in my mind, I was just like, oh, well, I'll just reverse it. And then, you
know. So when you're saying MapQuest, it meaning you have to print it out or what?
Yes. Do you not remember that? That's how you'd get directions. You probably used a map. I don't, you know what I mean?
When we were out west, we used a map.
That's insane
it was
to me.
It was fun because you could see the big picture.
Where do you buy those?
Huh?
Where do you buy them? Aren't they still at gas stations?
It's like atlases. You know, it has like every state.
Yeah. Well, that used to be a thing, like in the back of our car.
Yeah. But you don't have an atlas. So you map questions. So you got it all laid out.
Mm-hmm.
You made it to Cedar Point.
So we made it to Cedar Point. We had a good, fun day. You know, so at the end of Cedar Point, you're always super tired. You've walked around all day.
Right. It's dark now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's dark. So I'm trying to go by these instructions or directions and reverse them. Well, we get lost in the midst of it because you can't do that.
Why can't you reverse directions?
Because it doesn't. Because it's not opposite.
Okay, wait a second.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I'm trying to decide what's not opposite in directions.
Because if I'm going to go one way, like say it's a one way, I can't go on that one way, so I have to go a different way.
No, right. So let's just say it's 49 north, right?
Well,
so you came up on 49 north. Reversing it would be 49
south.
Yeah,
I know that today, but the 16-year-old Jenny hadn't lived life then.
Got it. Okay,
but I probably would still get lost today.
Yeah, and I'm thinking the way over to Sandusky is like the road is not. It's like one road over to Sandusky, right?
It's been so long.
Okay, so anyway, Jenny's trying to reverse the map quest.
Right.
And it's not working.
Right. But you got to think, like, I'm not the only one in the car here. Yes, I'm driving.
What's everybody else doing? See, didn't you have a co-pilot?
Yes. We were just, man, we were talking it up. We were having a hard
So you really weren't reversing the directions. You just decided, I think we're going the right way.
Probably.
Let's talk about something deep.
Yeah.
And you got in a conversation.
Yes.
And the next thing you know.
So, no. Okay, so back it up a little bit. I went to a random hotel, not creepy at all. I needed help. Okay.
And have you ever watched Criminal Minds?
Sure have.
Okay.
Every
random, you know what happens in random hotels at Criminal Minds?
Yes, I do. Wild things. That would just be another story to tell. Anyways.
Okay.
So I get in and this nice, very nice, not creepy guy told me, he was like, get on this road for 3 hours and then you'll be in Indiana.
Yeah.
And we're like, bet. So we get in the car and that's when we had to.
Did you just say bet?
I said bet.
Bet what? Like, you get to talk to the guy.
That's insane. It's like.
So the guy says, get on a road for 3 hours and you're like, yeah, bet.
Yeah.
How does that, I'm not sure that that's a saying
bet,
I've heard before.
No, bet means, all right.
Okay. I learned something today.
Yes, bet does mean all right.
Isaac, is that really a saying?
Yes, it really is, bet.
Oh, my word. Okay.
Like,
I had never heard that saying before.
I don't really understand it now that I think about it. Yeah, but it's just like.
Because you know what that sounds like?
I'll bet you.
Yeah, like I bet.
Yes.
Like, really? Is that really the way to go? So the guy's probably thinking, you little girl.
Okay, but I didn't say that back in like 2000, what year was this? Five? I think it was five.
You
or
did
six.
Say you bet. You just told me you said you bet when you left.
I said bet.
Now. Okay, bet.
But now I'm putting it in, you know, the Bible, like how we can take that and put it in our own terms. We'll just bounce back like 10 years.
That's so you're just putting your terms now.
Today.
Yeah.
For everyone to understand.
Bet.
Because that was so long ago that you had to use MapQuest.
Bet.
I probably didn't say bet back then.
Yeah, but you're saying it now, bet.
Bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're on a trip.
So I'm
on the right road.
Yes.
For 3 hours.
No, I'm not on the right road.
Well, you think you are.
Oh, for sure. I think I am.
So you think you're on the right road.
Drive in, having a heart-to-heart, deep conversation. My one friend is in the back, is sleeping.
Okay.
My one friend, we're just involved
deep
in
conversation.
This. Oh, yeah. And we get up to the sign, and we can see it from a distance.
And you're excited because it's like, I'm leaving Ohio, going to Indiana. So, like, we're getting close to home.
We were cheering. We were so excited. We were like, we made it. Like, I can show mom and dad. Like, they'll trust me again. Like, they'll let me go on another road trip. Where do you want to go next?
Yeah.
Get closer to the sign. It says, welcome to Pennsylvania. Okay. So then, maybe.
You know what's kind of funny?
What?
When you say things, you kind of separate them. It's like, so you went to Poke Aiden, and now you just saw a sign that was Pennsylvania.
That's because
you know, it all goes together.
I'm very proper.
Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania.
That's dramatic effect.
So you saw a sign.
If you pause, just like how I do my heartbeat thing, I'm very dramatic.
So you saw a sign for Pennsylvania.
Yes. So we were freaking out because, first of all, I didn't know how to get back home after that. Again,
did you know Pennsylvania was connected to Ohio?
Yeah, because I learned that in like the sixth grade.
Okay.
And I was the best at
way
it.
To listen.
Thank
That's
you.
That's your geography lesson.
Yes.
Right? So you know all the states that go together.
I used to know all states and capitals.
So what if we quizzed you today? Capital.
I would fail.
Huh?
I would fail.
Capital of California. Capital of Indiana.
Oh, Indianapolis. I did get that one.
Capital of Kentucky.
Louisville. Just kidding, Frankfurt. I didn't think about it. Okay.
Capital of Minneapolis.
What does it start with? Do you not know?
No, I don't
know. What? Minneapolis.
Wait a second. You just said you were the star. I didn't say I was a star in geography.
Minneapolis is not a state.
Minneapolis.
Montana.
Of what? What's
Minneapolis
the
is not a state.
Huh?
What? Minneapolis? Okay,
what's
see,
the capital
I'm doing
of Minnesota?
That's yes.
Is what?
Minneapolis.
Can you say that one more time? Because I feel like this
no,
is going
back. Now my face is getting red.
Why?
Because I'm embarrassed.
No. Just say
no.
It one more time.
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
What's wrong with it?
Does it sound a little bit weird?
I'm never living there, ever. I live in Minneapolis.
Capital of North Dakota.
Minneapolis?
Okay, anyway.
So
now you
back.
You get to Pennsylvania. Now you decide you're not going to stay. You're going to try to get home.
Right. Well, yeah. So, because my one friend, she had to work at 8 o'clock in the morning. It was like her first day.
Okay.
It was serious. We had to get home.
So how did you get turned around? Who got you back on the right track?
All right. So here's the thing. I kept driving probably because we're like, now who do we call? Because I didn't know what to do. I didn't know that you could just simply turn around, like get off the exit and just turn around. I did not know that then. So we kept driving almost to the point where we're like, we saw a sign for New York. So we went pretty far because I was afraid to call my mom or anybody. So I called my sister and it was super late. And she's like, Jenny, just turn around. And I was like, what do you mean? So then we ended up doing that, but...
She made it home before work.
She did, like, minutes.
And you stayed awake the whole time. You weren't drifting or anything.
No, and I drove the whole entire time.
That's what I'm saying. You don't get sleepy while you're driving?
Oh, I do. But okay. I just had this whole, like, I didn't know you could share your car with the insurance. I think my parents told me, or I wasn't listening.
Oh, and you didn't think anybody else could drive.
Right. So I thought I was the sole driver. Like, everything was dependent on me at that point. Like, wow. I had to drive 3 hours, well, like, an hour back through wherever we ended up, halfway to New York, mm-hmm. and then 3 hours back to Ohio, 3 hours back to Indiana. So we didn't get back till like, 7.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Have you been back to Sandusky, Ohio since then?
You know?
Have you been back to Cedar Point?
No. Oh. I guess that was an issue for me. No. But like,
but now you got it all fixed because you just put it in your phone.
Right. Now we'd be perfectly fine. But
your phone
that
would
story...
be like rerouting to the point where rerouting. Jenny,
are you
going to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You should just buy a Tesla and it could just drive for you.
That's what I'm saying. Goals. Yeah.
That's what Isaac's going to do. He's buying a
Tesla.
Is he?
Yeah. Nice.
Yes, that's his goal. Is that still your goal, Isaac? Yeah, he's going to buy
a
Tesla
goal.
Someday.
That should be mine, too.
Yeah. I mean, have you
or
already,
a driver.
Do you know who the president of CEO of Tesla is?
No.
Here's
Minneapolis.
A story. It's Elon Musk. Have you heard the story yet?
No, but that name sounds really
familiar. Isaac and I have both read his book, so it's really a cool thing. I love the guy. So anyway, he was like trying to prove this COVID thing, like... COVID-19 of how the tests are just completely inaccurate.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. He had 4 tests done in 1 day. Okay.
I did hear this.
You see this? Four tests done in 1 day by the same nurse, same lab, same everything. 2 positive tests, 2 negative tests.
Which blows my mind.
Like, yeah, but see, it doesn't blow my mind.
Why?
This is what, well, because I keep saying this. I've said it from the beginning. They've had false positives, false negatives. And so everybody that's making decisions on shutting down businesses that affect people's livelihood.
Uh-huh.
You okay? I looked over and Jenny about put the straw up her nose or something.
No, I hit it there and it probably was about to bounce up my nose.
But anyway, so I mean, think about this, Jenny. It's like... Because I get it. You can land them wherever you want. And you've heard me say this before. Land wherever you want.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it is affecting people's livelihoods.
Yeah.
Right? Like people who can't go to work and who are not getting paid. It is affecting their livelihoods. And so you're basing everything on these numbers, right? These tests. These tests. It's not numbers of people specifically going into the hospital. It's positive test cases. There's one person that went out and got 2 false positives or 2, 2 negatives, 2 positives, same lab, same nurse, same everything.
Yeah.
So at what rate are we going to sit back here and say, you know what, let's shut the economy down. Let's shut businesses down. Let's shut churches down. Do we really know?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, how do we really know those things? Now, again, the people there have, because Jenny's had COVID.
I have.
Right? And she went through the whole, like, no taste, no smell.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter, Lexi, she's had COVID. Same
oh, really?
Thing. No taste, no smell. The whole
recently?
Thing. Yeah, like. 2 weeks ago, a week ago, something like that. But the point was, obviously, you're symptomatic, but they're taking these positive tests, people who are not symptomatic, putting them in this database that says, well, you have X amount of people that have tested positive. Mm-hmm. They're not sick. They're going, I mean, all these things are happening. They're saying we need to shut things down. I don't know. I mean, I just struggle with that.
Yeah.
You know, and I get it to all the people who are nurses, all the people that are working in hospitals. Yeah, we want to protect them from getting overrun.
Right.
But at the same time, if we can't trust the tests that we're getting and you're going to shut businesses down and people, because people have lost their businesses because of this.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like small businesses have shut down and haven't been able to make it because here's a crazy thing. No push against Walmart, but right. So here's my theory.
Yeah.
So all of the big stores got to stay open.
Uh-huh.
So how about if they shut them down this next time, shut down all the big stores.
Oh gosh.
And let all the small places stay open.
That'd be a
good
idea.
So they could make some money. Because you know how much money Walmart and Lowe's
and
Menards and all those places made during COVID?
I'm sure a ton.
Record years.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they're saying right
now.
And
they already like don't need help with
that. Right, so record years while small businesses are going out of business. So some state person decided Walmart was essential, but Jergens wasn't. Somebody decided Walmart was essential, but you know what I mean? I'm just trying to figure this out. It's like, how do you decide these small businesses who can't stay open?
Yeah.
but you're going to let big businesses thrive
right.
inside of this yeah. and let small businesses go out. Like, yeah. that doesn't make any sense to me. Mm-hmm. Because, again, how many people can fit in Walmart compared to how many people can fit in a small business? That's the whole thing about this whole COVID part that yeah. drives me crazy.
The whole thing drives me yeah. crazy.
So, again, Elon Musk, if you read his book, you'll probably want to buy a Tesla. But if you read Steve Jobs' book, mm-hmm. you know who Steve Jobs is.
I do. Apple.
You probably won't want to own an Apple phone.
Really?
Oh. Isaac, have you read Steve Jobs' book yet?
I've seen the movie.
Yeah. So if you read his book uh-huh. and the way he treats his employees and things, you're
is it
like,
bad?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's really bad.
Did he die, though?
He's kind of, yeah, he's dead now.
Okay.
So the new guy is better. Tim okay. Cook. You know, he's the new CEO no. of, okay, so he's the new guy.
Okay.
But yeah, Steve Jobs was a rough. Kind of rough on his employees, wasn't very
that.
Nice to people. And so I forgot done reading. I'm like, I'm not sure I can own a phone.
Do you? Own an Apple iPhone? Phone?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So I didn't follow
didn't
through
hit
with
him that hard.
Yeah, it didn't hit me that
yeah.
hard.
I mean, yeah, because you have a Mac. So
I don't have a Mac. I have an iPad.
Well, same thing.
Yeah. So I have an iPad yes. and I have an iPhone.
Are you going to get the upgrade?
To the 12?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have to ask the guy who does our finances to see if I'm up for an upgrade.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm
you
not
should.
Sure if I am. Isaac ordered one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the 12.
Oh, my
Max,
gosh.
Did you get the Max? The Pro. Pro.
They have a mini
the Pro
one.
Yeah, but who wants to go back to a small phone?
I don't.
Yeah.
No. At all.
Like Samsung came out with the flip phones. Did you see those?
What?
Yeah, they're like an iPhone, but they...
No.
They come open. Yes.
They're like trying to bring that back.
Have you been watching commercials? You watch TV?
No, I don't watch TV. Like actual TV.
Oh, yeah.
Like commercial TV. Yeah, Netflix.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about, because I don't think we want to do the joke, right? Because you
Why?
Probably can't remember.
No, I do. I think I do. I do.
Okay. So Jenny usually does 'Kay. A joke. Now here's the deal. So Taylor
yep.
Petrie.
Shout out to Taylor.
Yeah. So Taylor came up with this joke or sent her a joke.
Yeah.
And we both watched it on her Facebook
oh
Messenger, and neither one of us got it
yeah,
until
Taylor.
She repeated again to
yeah.
Taylor. So I don't know. I wasn't laughing until she tried to repeat the jokes, and we'll see
right.
how it goes.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, because I was like, we were like, what the heck? This isn't even funny. I think we both looked at each other, and then I tried to say it
so
out loud.
So we'll see if Isaac gets it.
Well,
so,
hopefully the
yeah,
pressure's
so we'll
on.
Watch, we'll watch our producer's
okay.
reaction
yes,
to see if he
stardom.
Gets it, which
okay.
is going to be funny because... To see if you can actually get through this. All right, are you ready?
So was it, what can Dubai do that Abu Dhabi can't?
Right.
But I can't remember what Dubai couldn't do. What was it? Do you remember?
It had something to do with the Flintstones.
No, no, no. Oh, what is the difference between huh? the Flintstones?
Okay, because you got
to,
because like, what's the joke, right?
I know the end of the joke.
Okay, say the end of the joke.
Abu Dhabi do. Because it was something about the Flintstones and Dubai, and then it was like, or what is Dubai and the Flintstones have in common? Or the city, is there a city, Abu Dhabi?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the...
Is that the
Dubai.
Capital?
No, Dubai's in Saudi Arabia, isn't it? Yeah. And then Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi.
And then the punchline of the joke is...
Abu Dhabi do. That's really fun to say, too.
Okay, Isaac
that
laughed.
Rhymed.
Isaac laughed a little
Did
bit.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, but so. He would be laughing so hard if, like, we got it right. Because yeah. we were rolling.
Yeah.
It was good.
So if anybody wants the joke, Jenny yeah. can send it to you on Facebook Messenger.
Right. No.
She's a
no. No, don't tell people that. I already have, like, in my bio, I say, hey, I don't check my Messenger often. Because I don't want people to think I'm ignoring them. Well, I am.
Because you never check their messages.
Right.
Messages.
No, I told you. I avoid it like the plague.
All
right.
So let's talk about scripture.
Okay. I have another joke.
Okay. Go ahead.
Knock, knock.
Oh, my gosh. Who's there?
Jenny.
Jenny who?
I'm sorry.
That's not a joke. See, Isaac didn't even laugh at
no,
that one.
No, he's laughing.
No, he's not. He's
you
laughing.
You get it because I'm sorry I'm here.
No, I don't get that one.
It's supposed to be funny.
No, it wasn't.
Whatever.
So pick another one next week.
Okay.
Story time with
I'll
Jenny.
Be...
Yeah, one good joke, maybe.
I have a joke.
Abba dabba do.
My life.
No, no. All right, so again, so yes. at Life Church, we're talking about
resurrection.
Yeah, through 1 Corinthians, right? Mm-hmm. So we're finishing up 15. We got 16 coming this week. So we've been talking about Paul's talking about the resurrection. We talked about last week, resurrected life. This week was talking about the true resurrection. So, like, what's going to happen to you when it comes to the end of your life, and how is how is that going to affect the way that you live? And so I looked out there to see if you're in church, and I could not find Jenny because I usually find Courtney.
Yes.
You find Jenny.
Yep.
I found Courtney and no Jenny.
Well,
but Jenny said,
I watched it online.
Okay. So how was it online?
It was okay. My dog was very distracting. So, but it was good.
Yeah. Cause we got an online option for anybody that's checking out Life Church. We do have an online platform, an actual online church. It's a great opportunity to watch, to interact. We have campus pastors that can interact with you. And so it's worship and all of that. And so you watched online.
Yep.
Okay. Did you take notes? Cause you don't have, do you want to pull up your sleeve to see?
Nothing.
And you got the permanent marker off.
It came off in the shower that night. I was scrubbing.
The one you must have worked pretty hard to get it.
I did. Well, actually, really not that hard. I was surprised. I was hoping it would stay on for like a week.
Okay, so before we actually dive into it, did you have any takeaways from the message? Anything stuck with you?
No. Listen, my notes were in my car, and I could not get ready that morning because I just got back from the retreat.
Yeah, right.
So I couldn't see anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but again, so this is always what I always say about preaching. You know, you put all this time in it, you know, and you're like praying that it really affects people. And so we are 72 hours later.
Okay, but listen.
After Sunday. Hey, did you get any takeaways? Any takeaways?
You wanted me to be honest, don't you?
I do.
But I'm not the person you should ask.
Listen, I say this all the time because I always say, you know, preaching's such a small part of life change.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's good to preach and it's good to have those things.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, I mean, statistically, most people forget what you say within the first 24 hours.
Oh, yes.
Right. Especially.
Mine's 12 hours.
Huh?
Mine's
12. Well, but the point it would be is, especially if you don't be like, oh, I should actually, like Monday, something should change for me because of what I heard on Sunday. So if you hear it on Sunday, it has no life change effect. Like if you don't put it into practice, you just forget it. Which is, right. And I mean, this is the typical problem with the American church. You put all this production together and you preach on Sunday morning and the whole idea is life application. And then the question really is, how many people really apply it to their life?
None. Well, okay, no, I shouldn't say none.
So to all you preachers out there that might be listening, here's a little bit of hope for you.
Right. No, not none. But I mean, in my past, I've seen, I'd say like 50, half and half.
Yeah. I mean, but the point would be is if you don't take the message and say now, because this is what we say all the time.
Mm-hmm.
After your message, you have to ask yourself two questions.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I'm learning.
You haven't heard the two questions?
When would I have?
Huh?
What?
I say it on Sunday morning.
Do you every Sunday morning?
Not everyone, but
hey,
I do say it once in a while.
Someone did text me and say that you did a really good job and it spoke to their heart. So
on when?
Sunday.
Really?
Yeah, she came to the first service.
Oh, wow.
So there you go.
So somebody listened.
Somebody did.
Yeah, one out of them. So this is what I say. Okay, so preachers too many times want to give everybody answers, right? So you walk out of there and then your first response would be, this is what Mike told me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right, or whoever your preacher is, like, this is what Mike told me to do. We say we want to preach in a different way. So we want to preach in a way that says we want you to ask questions but and not have all the answers, but we want you to ask it to the person who has the answers. So we always say this. So when you're done on a Sunday morning, you should always answer two questions. What is God trying to say to me? Not what Mike's trying to say.
Yeah.
Not what the music's saying, none of those things. Mm-hmm. So what is it that Jesus wants to say to me today? Because for every message, because we know this, right, is that when you read the Bible, it's a living word.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So Scripture is living, and it speaks to all of us in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is if you're looking at it, not to be like, oh, I wonder what the preacher has to say, you know, but the preacher says something that pushes you into a relationship with Christ, and then you say, what does Christ want? What is he saying to me personally? Okay, so you ask yourself that question, then you write down your answer. Okay, so whatever that is. Because you journal, right?
No.
What?
Yeah, I need to.
Yeah, you do need
to. Everybody tells me I need to.
Everybody needs to journal.
Oh, it's so much work.
Yeah, but you know what? How else do you process things?
I think about it.
Huh?
I think about it.
Okay, so you wouldn't have, so if you wrote this question down, what is God trying to say to me? You wouldn't want to go back and look at what you were thinking at that time.
No, I do love that part about journaling.
Yeah, I mean, you can go back. What was I thinking?
Yeah.
Right, so what is he trying to say to me now? If he said this to me, what does he want me to do? That's the second question.
Okay, say and do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because if you
sense.
Don't do anything with it,
it goes
back to this. How good is it to read the Bible if you don't do anything it says?
Nothing.
But how many people do devotions every day, read it? It has a principle of the way you should live, but don't do anything about it.
Yeah, it's like reading instructions, not setting up your TV thing.
Yeah, so that's the point. So the whole idea is like you, what is he trying to say to me? And then what do I need to do?
Yeah.
Right? So here's what we know. The message must have been, well, it spoke to one person. But for Jenny, there was no takeaway. So we're going to talk about.
That's not true.
It's okay.
No, I don't want to hurt your feelings. Listen, it's not true, though.
I have broad shoulders.
You
I
do.
Really do.
I'm really glad.
There's not much that hurts my feelings.
At all? Nothing hurts your feelings?
If my wife says something.
Really? Have you always been like that? Or is it it's taking time?
No, pretty much.
Really?
Like,
you've never
there's
cared?
Certain people that, like, their words mean a lot to me. My wife is one of them.
Yes.
So, you know, I always tell married couples, listen, don't underestimate what your words mean.
Yeah.
You know, because for my wife, she's the one person. My kids would be second. Like, you know, what they have to say really means a lot to me. But, you know, here's the thing about being a leader. There are going to be people who love you and people who hate you. Right?
But
at the end of the day, if you're going to lead, which is meaning moving people in a direction that they're not currently going, some people are going to love you for it and some people are going to hate you for it.
I know, but I struggle with that. I'm surprised. Well, you're a Pisces.
I'm a what?
You're a Pisces. Your
what's
birthday?
What's a Pisces?
What you mean, what's a Pisces? That's your birthday. I know.
No, my birthday's in February.
I know. So is mine.
So
mine's February 19th.
Mine's February 22nd.
I know it is. I remember last year I paid attention to one of your sermons because during the sermon you said it was your birthday that weekend. And I'm like, I just stopped Courtney and I was like, he's a Pisces.
And
like,
Pisces means what?
We're just very sensitive souls.
No, then I'm not
intuitive.
A Pisces.
Intuitive. Pisces. Okay, well.
You could ask the producer who is my son. Am I a sensitive soul?
Maybe. Isaac? Listen, but we
Do you
are...
see Isaac shaking his head emphatically?
Maybe you take some characteristics of it, like some traits, because on the 22nd and like the 19th, there's this date, you can be a cusp. So I am an Aquarius and a Pisces. And Aquarius are kind of like what you sound like.
Okay.
Having no feelings.
That's what it sounds like I have no feelings?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Well, or maybe you just got broad shoulders. That's what
I do
it
have,
is.
The point would be is that it doesn't hurt my feelings. I don't have a lot of expectations of people. You know, so
is that what it is?
Well, I'm just saying. So
I'm looking for life guidance.
Do you remember me talking about the reality to expectation continuum? Have you ever heard me talk about this?
What?
Reality.
I have.
To expectation continuum.
All the time. You talk about it.
You're such a liar. So here's the deal.
I hope this was recently.
So here's reality.
Yeah.
Okay. And here's your expectation.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If this is reality, this is expectation, what's everything in between?
Just life.
Disappointment.
Oh, that's sad.
So you're disappointed.
Yes.
If you think, if you want reality to be this, or if you expect somebody to be this, so if this is expectation and this is reality.
That makes
sense. So you expect people to be here,
yeah.
But this is the reality. The bigger that gap, the more disappointed you are.
I do that all the time.
So
I need life guidance. Because
right, so the point is that you got to bring that gap together.
Okay.
You know, so I'm going to challenge you.
Okay,
right? So that's
challenge.
What I did today. So I challenge you. So I think that you should, at the end of every message, should ask God what he's trying to say to you.
Okay, I'll come
and
back
I think
next
that
week.
And I think that you should say, and what is it going to change in my week? Because I don't think there's anything inside of Scripture that shouldn't change at least our thought processes or our behavior.
Most definitely.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what is it that he wants me to do? So that's my challenge to you.
To not be a sensitive Sally. Because that's what's going on in my life right now.
But my point would be is that, so I do have some expectation of you because I think that's the challenging. That's the leadership part.
Right,
you're not doing it. I'm leading you into that place. But again, at the end of the day, if you don't do it, I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm so disappointed. I gave her a challenge and she didn't do it. I'm so sad. I'm just going to be like, you know what? You should do it. I'm going to challenge you again. I'm going to keep challenging you because I know that people need led. I know that people need encouraged. I know people aren't always going to be perfect.
That's
and
true.
So I'm not disappointed when people don't do it. And I'm not going to be like, I'm just not going to do it anymore because nobody listens to me. I'm going to be like, you know what? You should try it.
Yeah.
You should try it again. You should try it again. Is there another way? Is there something else? So anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's your challenge. That's your challenge for next week.
That's very motivating.
Yeah. And I would encourage people all the time when you're doing your devotions, don't do it to just check it off. Right? You know, a lot of times people just do it to check it off.
Yep.
Like I did my devotions this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. And what did it change?
Mm-hmm.
What did it do? What did you hear?
Yeah.
You know, what's he trying to say to you?
What did it even say?
Yeah. Right. Can you remember any of
this
your devotions?
This morning?
Did you do your devotions
this
morning?
I did.
Good for you.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Do you remember anything?
Today I think was about, actually, I really think it was about leading or it was about something. I'm 98% sure it was about leading.
Okay.
Because I'm doing this Reflections on the Bible app with Courtney.
Okay.
So I'm gonna have to look again, but okay. I'm pretty sure it was leading.
Yeah. So let's bring it to the, what did we talk about on Sunday?
Oh,
so
yes.
Part of it was like the resurrection's happening, right? Mm-hmm. So someday, and I think we've talked about this before. Here's what I believe Scripture says. Not that I believe it. It does say,
right,
it. The time that you're born to the time that you die, your time's already set.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Right? It's not going to change. You can change the quality of your life,
mm-hmm,
but from here to here, it is time set.
Yeah. Right?
The big difference is, what do you do in what we would call the dash? The in-between.
Right.
Right? What do you do in that amount of time? So we said, based upon this idea, mm-hmm, Scripture says that at some point, because you are a Christian, covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, you are going to spend eternity with him. Right?
Praise the Lord. Thank you, right. Jesus.
So now your eternity is already set.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be resurrected. You're going to be with the Father. You're going to be in heaven. So the question is, so now, if you look at your life based upon knowing where you're already going, what should that change in the dash, right? So how, yeah, should it change in the way that you live? And we brought up the whole COVID thing, right? Like, mm-hmm, I brought that up saying,
yeah,
like I hear a lot of people's posts about COVID and it's spreading. Like, we but we would believe this, right? We can't affect COVID. Because I went outside, mm-hmm, and somebody else got COVID and died from it is not. They didn't die because of me.
Right.
They could have got COVID because of,
right,
me.
Right, right.
But they for sure didn't die because, right, that's all in God's hands. Yeah. I'm not the one who decides if a person dies.
Right.
Right? So I said, do you know how much energy is being spent right now on people that are worrying about,
much,
talking about, tweeting about, putting it out on social media about what everybody should be doing? And I'm thinking, how much time have you spent ensuring, because at this stage, when I looked it up on Sunday, 1.3 million people have died of COVID.
Out of the whole entire world?
Yeah, 1.3.
It's really not that bad. Well, what is that compared to, like, the flu or, you know?
Yeah, I didn't compare them.
Oh,
but
I
mean,
know.
But again, at the end of the day, the point is 1.3 million people have died. People put these stats out there like, oh my gosh, COVID, and look how you're causing this, and more people are dying because people are being unsafe. And I'm saying, no, that's not true. People aren't dying because people aren't being unsafe. People are dying because God determined their time, and they're dying.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they're going,
yes,
to die.
Exactly.
They might have COVID,
uh-huh,
but I did not affect the day of or otherwise God's not sovereign and in control.
Right.
Right.
No, that is totally.
Right. Yes. So at the end of the day, how much energy have you spent thinking about this? 1.3 million people, mm-hmm, have died.
Mm-hmm.
How many of them went to a Christless eternity?
Well, hopefully all of them, but we know that's not true.
You hope all the people went to hell?
Oh, to hell.
Okay. Christless eternity.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so there's more room for me in heaven, please.
So Jenny, yeah. So Jenny's saying that.
Yes.
Here's what I think what you were saying. You're hoping they all went to heaven.
Yes.
But we know they didn't.
Right. Right. Right.
Right.
Right.
We
that's
know
what
they
I
didn't.
Meant.
We didn't.
Yeah.
How much time has been spent? Because again, in this, 1.3 million should make you aware that life is fragile. Time is short. If this pandemic should remind you of anything, is that life is fragile and,
yeah,
time is short.
No.
So based upon your eternity's already set, should we be wasting our time talking about COVID and being safe and wearing masks and doing all that stuff because we're affecting people's death, or should we try to figure out how to affect their eternity?
Answer B. Option B.
B.
B. I choose B.
Yeah, like we should try to affect,
yes,
their eternity.
Yeah.
Right? And know that we could have some. So I was talking through this whole idea. Paul's saying, you're going to be resurrected and you're going to be in heaven. Now what?
Mm-hmm.
Now what's Christ saying to you? Like, what should you do? So here would be a good question.
Okay.
Do you think if people knew when they were going to die, would they change the way that they live?
Absolutely.
They would?
I think so, yeah.
Give me some examples. Meaning if you had, so it would be different for you if you had a year to live compared to if you had 5 years to live?
Yes.
What if you knew you had 20 years to live?
If I had 20 years? Yeah.
Really? What would it change for
you? I think living for 20 years, I don't think that puts as much as like a time frame on things. Like, I need to do this like right away.
Okay, so let's apply it to your life for a second. Because like, one of Jenny's dreams is that she wants to take her life experience that she's had and be able to, from public speaking or podcast or inspirational speaking, she wants to speak and affect people who have struggled through addictions, help them see the other side of addiction, and help them find Christ.
Yep, that's my dream.
Right, that's your dream. Mm-hmm. Okay, you have 1 year to live.
To do that?
No, you have 1 year to live. That's your dream.
Right, that's my dream.
Okay, this is your dream.
Yes.
Of how, because this is what we're telling. If you're a Christian, your dream should somehow intersect your calling. So your calling as a Christian, everybody's calling is the same.
Yep.
Right? Everybody's calling is that we need to reach people for Jesus, be fishers of men. We've talked about that.
Right.
Your dream intersected with your purpose on this earth, which is to give people an opportunity to hear the gospel.
Yeah.
You have a dream. It needs to intersect. So in this dream, you're going to preach this message of getting over addiction with the hope of not only people getting out of addiction, but finding Jesus.
Yeah, that's the main point.
And you think, and again, you think you could have a major impact.
Do I think?
Yeah.
No, I know.
No, you could have a major
impact. Yeah. Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right. So you have you have 6 months to live.
6 months. Ooh. So now, what am I going to do?
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Well, am I still doing what my dream is?
But that's my point.
Yeah.
My point is like, this is a dream that you want.
Well, selfishly.
See, you don't know that you get tomorrow.
I know.
So that's what I always say to people. What's keeping you from accomplishing the things that God wants you to accomplish? Why wouldn't you do it today? And you are doing it a little bit. This podcast is a part of
it. Right, yeah.
But what keeps us from moving forward in those things that God wants from us to do?
Own selfish, like, things that get in the way, work. I guess it's just really your selfish nature, really.
Or it's the idea that you think you have plenty of time to get
to. That too, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that if you talk to most people, they would say, well, I could do it tomorrow or next week, or I'm working on the plan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The plan's coming. And
or I'm not ready for it yet.
Right.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, you could be ready if it's 6 months from now. You're going to be gone.
Yeah, I guess I could, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so
no.
I think what Paul was trying to say to the Corinthian church, and what I think he's trying to say to us, you are left here for a purpose, right? Because have you ever thought about what heaven's like?
Yes.
What do you think it's like?
Well, I think dogs are there and candy canes.
Do you think your dog's going to be there?
You know, he better be, because I know he's been a bad boy, but he better be. What?
Here's a question.
That makes me mad. What? Do you think the animals are in heaven? Because if not, I'm very upset.
For all the animal lovers, we're getting close to time. Yeah, so for all the animal lovers,
I'm really upset
Here's what Scripture says.
Don't tell me. But they brought all the animals on the boat. Why wouldn't they?
Okay.
Are you about to crush my dreams? That's my second dream in life.
I'm just going to tell you.
No, why wouldn't it be?
Well, I'm just telling you. So when God created.
No, I don't want to hear. Is it good or bad?
Well, do you want me to say it or not?
I'm nervous.
Huh? So when God breathed eternity into things on the earth.
Yes.
He did not breathe it into animals.
Stop.
Only men and women.
That's your final answer?
That's God's final answer. It's really not mine.
I'm going to need to have a conversation with him.
No, again.
Like tomorrow.
Yeah. Can he do whatever he wants? I'm just saying what I've read in Scripture. Scripture says that dogs do not have a soul.
Yes, they do. Have you seen the look in their eyes?
Listen, you can. I'm
My
only
dog
telling you,
knows
I'm
me.
Only telling you what Scripture says. Scripture says that dogs do not have a soul.
Yes,
will there be dogs in heaven? Will there be animals in heaven?
They better be.
Yeah, I think there'll be animals.
Or
in heaven.
I want
not
out.
Exactly.
I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna knock on the door of the gates and be like, "Are animals here?
Yeah.
And if not, I'm gonna leave."
Right.
No, just kidding. I don't want to go to
hell. No, I was going to say, I doubt that you're going to
want to. Yeah, I watched
that.
This movie when I was younger with my grandma, and it was about hell, and it it scared me to death.
Yeah, because here's the crazy thing about hell.
Yeah.
Like, so I went to a funeral back in Adams County. This guy drank a lot of beer, for sure didn't go to church, and for sure didn't know Jesus.
Yeah.
Right? So you go to his funeral, and he's dressed in all his Pabst Blue Ribbon stuff.
Yeah.
And they have Pabst Blue Ribbon in his casket, and they're all cracking beers, and they're like, Ed, we're going to see you in hell someday. This is going to be great. It's going to be one big party because people think, oh, hell is wild and fun and crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
And heaven is boring and clouds and singing. And so they just see it as, oh, it's bad, but is it really that bad?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so if they really knew, which is, You're isolated in a room by yourself, and you will never see anybody ever in your life, and you will be tortured, and you will have pain. And you know what the worst agony is? Hmm. When you look up, you could see what you could have had.
Oh, I did not know
that. And
you'll
never be able to get it. It's like, you know, if like you're dehydrated.
Yeah.
And here's the cup of water.
I've never been dehydrated.
Okay. If you've ever been dehydrated and you need a drink of water and it's like right there and you can never reach it. And it sits in front of you the whole time as you are thirsty, but you can never take a drink.
That is terrible.
Right. So, I mean, that's not what people want to go to.
No.
So if we know what heaven's like and we understand that and we know that we want the people that we love, right?
Yeah.
People that we love, we want them to know. There's people that you want to affect. My question all the time is, with the resurrection in mind, knowing that you're going to go, mm-hmm. knowing that it would be better for you to go.
It's almost selfish,
right?
Like, if you think about it.
No, I mean, think about this. Like, it would just be easier for me to go to heaven right now.
Yeah.
Like, because life's hard.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You got to pay bills. Mm-hmm. You got relationships. You got conflict. You got all that stuff. So it'd just be easier to go to heaven where it all goes away. It's beautiful. You get all of these amazing things. You get to see your loved ones. All this stuff happens. But he keeps you here for a reason.
Yeah.
What's the reason?
To help bring people with you.
Right. Yeah. Right. And so when people will be like, well, I just haven't had time and I couldn't talk to them. Like, if you knew, mm-hmm. if you knew mm-hmm. that you had a week.
Yeah.
If you knew that you had 2 weeks, if you knew you had 3 weeks, I always tell people this. If your life would change right now, then I would probably change the way you live.
That's good.
Because again, I'm not telling people like just quit your job, because I wouldn't quit my job. Because what I'm doing right now is what I'm going to do to the day I die. I'm going to try to do everything I can to reach people for Jesus through all the different avenues that he's got me. So whether you're working at the cafe or whether you're working at the church or whether you're working at the calf farm, whether you're working at the pig farm, whether you're whatever you're doing in life, it's not like all of a sudden I have to quit and go be a missionary. No, you should be a missionary right now where you're at, because God has you here for a reason.
That's so good.
You know what I'm like? You're at the Cafe of Hope for a reason. He has placed you here.
Yeah.
Don't forget the reason. So when I tell people, like, if you had a week to live, you know, people be like, oh, I'll quit my job. I'm like, why would you quit? He has you here for a reason.
I did say that.
No, but my point is, he has you there for a reason.
Yeah.
We should just be reminded of that reason, because you're not guaranteed tomorrow.
Yeah.
So don't forget the reason that you're in the place that you're in today, because we got a lot of work to do. Right?
We sure do.
Yeah. And so that's the whole idea behind, how do we apply these things to our life? Knowing that there's the resurrection, knowing that Paul says we're going to go someday, but we're left here on this earth. Mm-hmm. We should look at where we're at and understand how we can be used in the places we're at to affect people's view of the kingdom and give them an opportunity to experience what we'll experience, because you're only getting a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. And it's like a breath. I mean, it just goes by like that.
It really does.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And if you've ever lost anybody, you know this. You're not guaranteed the next day with them. Mm-hmm. If you're sitting out there today and you need to call somebody, you need to talk to somebody, you need to have a cup of coffee with somebody, don't put it off. Like, don't put it off, because you don't know and they don't know if they're going to get tomorrow.
Yeah.
So if the Holy Spirit prompts you, you're listening to this podcast, you're watching this online, it's saying, I need to call somebody. I need to talk to somebody. I need to do something in my life. Don't think that you have tomorrow to get it done.
That was very motivating. I'm almost about to pick up my phone right now.
So thanks, everybody, for joining us.
Yes.
You know, we're glad to have you, and we look forward when you come next week to our next episode.
Next week is like the day before Thanksgiving.
Is it really?
It is. Yeah, I know, right?
So listen, maybe I'll smoke a turkey and bring it in, and we'll have...
I thought you were about to say smoke a doobie.
No.
Wait, on Wednesday?
Maybe I'll smoke a turkey and we'll bring it in.
Are we still doing the podcast on Wednesday?
We'll have to talk to the producer and see, but we'll figure it out.
We'll talk.
Well, we have to figure it out, because if the co-host is missing, then...
I know.
Yeah, we won't be able to do anything.
Right.
The life of the party. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.